Welcome back to the Overcome Podcast. I'm Natalie Abbott, and along with my sister Vera Schmitz, we are talking about our book, Dwell Differently, Overcome Negative Thinking with a Simple Practice of Memorizing God's Truth. Guys, today we're talking about chapter 8 from our book, Truth When You're Afraid. And the verse that we're focusing in on is from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. What an encouraging verse. What a strong place for us to go when we're struggling with fear, to the very presence of God and his promise to us in this verse. That's what we're talking about today. And thanks for joining us on this episode. Let's dive right in.
I love this verse. It didn't take much convincing, but I told Natalie, I was like, if we're writing this book, we are 100% including Joshua 1:9.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, honestly, it's a fantastic verse. I love this verse. And I think the thing that is most, if you know the story, if you pick up what's going on here, and for those of you who don't know the story, this is a guy who is a new leader.
Joshua.
He has never led a whole nation of people. And I don't know about you, but I've never led a whole nation of people. That is a fearsome and awesome thing. And into that, God is saying to him, don't be afraid. I'm with you. Be strong and courageous. And if you read it in its context, if you read the book of Joshua, and if you read the book before in Exodus, there is just so many times, I don't even know how many times God repeats this phrase over and over and over again to Joshua. God says it to Joshua. The people say it to Joshua. Joshua says it to the people. Like
Moses says it. It's like all over the place.
It's the refrain is that God is with you and therefore you can be strong and you can have courage. And I think that that's a really awesome thing for us. And, you know, Vera and I were talking a little bit earlier about the design of this. And I actually love the design of this. It looks like a couple of mountains, but Vera was talking about her
the true inspiration design. For it.
Inspiration? Yeah. Tell us about the design inspiration for this first design.
Guys, here's the real truth of it. Every time I looked down to design this, I was like struggle because when I read the verse, I focus on the word courage, or having courage, and I couldn't unsee the poster from my like sixth grade math class that was the rock climber hanging off of the cliff while mountain climbing, and the bottom of the poster says courage. You might remember the teamwork one with like the multicolored skydivers all holding hands. Teamwork. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't unsee that. And so I was like, well, I guess it's going to be a mountain for this verse. So that
Thank
is
you
why.
For embracing it. I honestly actually love it that you went for the mountain. And I'm going to have this blown up, this design, and I'm going to draw a little guy on the mountain.
Cliff hanging.
Yeah, because I feel like it's appropriate.
I hope you do that.
Here's my question though, Vera. At first glance, if you're somebody who is really struggling with fear, like legit fear, how is this verse not trite? How is this verse not the cliffhanger courage poster?
Yeah, I think what's hard is, you know, a lot of times if we share with other people that we're afraid about something, it's like you might get this verse back and you're like, well, thanks. Be strong and courageous. Yeah, that's great. But right now, I don't feel strong and courageous. And the truth of the matter is that it is not trite, because when this verse is spoken, these folks have been through some stuff. They have seen some miracles. Their granddaddies have seen some miracles. And yet, they're about to do something hard again. And this verse is meeting them. It's met them before,
right?
And it's meeting them again to say, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And I just love that you can't just pick scripture out of the Bible, one verse at a time, and get the full picture. But when you actually go in and you read it, and you actually hear the story, you're like, oh, wait, I am just like those people. This is not some poster on a wall. This is people's real experience, their real fear, and this real call to encourage your own heart up into bravery, not because you are doing it yourself, but because God is faithful. He will never leave you. He will be with you wherever you go. And that's where the real truth is. It's not trite because it's relying on God.
Okay, so Vera, you have a list. You have this question, what are we so afraid of? And you have this list in the book, and you list out failure, rejection, abandonment, change, what other people think of us. There's all these things, a diagnosis, suffering, just things going on in the world, things that are bad or good coming at us. Like, there's so many things that we have that we could be afraid of either experiencing or losing. And one of the things that you encourage us to do in the book at the end, and you talk about it in the chapter, is to write out the things that you've seen God do. So like just what you were talking about with Joshua and with his people, like they had seen some pretty gnarly stuff. You know, God had done some amazing, miraculous, crazy, out of this world kind of stuff. And you say when you remember those things, that helps you overcome your fear. Like, so tell me a little bit about that challenge. And maybe like, what's one of those fears that sticks out to you right now?
If I look at that list of fears, I think probably the one that plagues me most often is we fear we might let loved ones down. I fear that sometimes. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to let my kids down. I'm afraid I'm going to let my spouse down. I'm afraid I'm going to let down my friends. I'm going to disappoint people. That actually motivates my fear of letting people down, actually motivates a lot of my decision making. Instead of being courageous that the Lord is with me and I can follow his way and be safe in that. What about you?
Ooh, I think for me, I fear losing the things that I have, the things that I love, the people that I love, the beautiful things that God has blessed me with. Like, I think there's a part of me that sometimes feels like, oh, things are really good right now. I just hope that they stay that way.
Don't mess it up.
Yeah. And you know, what a terrible way to not experience the blessing that God has, to actually be robbed of the good things when we are constantly afraid that they're going to be taken away. But you talk about, Vera, how when you list out those fears and then you list out, you know, the miracles that we've seen God do. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is like one of my favorite strategies. It's probably one of the strategies I use most in my life. Is it's actually following Scripture's model. So in the same book, or maybe it's in Exodus, there's a moment where God has the people go through the Jordan River, and in doing so, he has them actually pick stones up out of the river as remembrances. So that when they see these stones that came out of the river, they remember what God did. And so we are called as a people to remember all that God has done and to make it a practice. And so I talk about it in the book, how I did it in COVID, but I do it regularly where when I'm feeling afraid or anxious, I will list out all the ways that God has come through. All of the ways that he has delivered me, any miracles I've seen in my life, I list them out item by item by item by item. And if you have a hard time making that list, you can even throw in ways that you've seen God show up in other people's lives or in the lives of the people in Scripture. List them out. You list them out. And then next to that, I write out all the things I'm afraid about, the things I'm fearing, the things that are out of my control that I'm trying to control. And I list them out and I thank God for all the ways he's come through. And then I pray for courage in the things that are out of my control that I don't yet have answers to. It is one of the greatest ways of just surrendering and being able to encourage my heart up into bravery, encourage my heart up into courage, is to remind myself of how he has been so faithful to me and time and time and time again. And I have to say, in this book, I talk about this list I made during COVID. Some of those things were ticked off the list immediately. And the prayer went from the thing I didn't have control over to the thing that God had delivered or that was faithful. Some of those items are actually still on that list for me. Things I am still praying for that have yet to be resolved. And so, guys, this is a walk. This is a long journey.
Yeah.
But you can trust God that He will be with you wherever you go.
So good. I absolutely love this verse, and I hope that it's encouraging to you guys. And I really would encourage you to make that list, to come up with some of those things. And that's definitely something I'm in my journal that I kind of keep a track of, is the things that I've seen God do, especially when I'm praying for Him to do something new, something that I'm afraid isn't going to happen or that's going to be terrible. I will remind God, you did this here. I'm going to believe that you're going to take care of this, and and that your will is good, and that you're trustworthy, and that you know, we can believe the promises of Scripture that God is in control and that He works everything together for good for those who love Him.
Oh, so good.
So good. All right. What are we talking about next time?
Next time we're together, we're talking about truth when you need direction. It's chapter 9. And the verse comes from Psalm 25:4, show me your ways, Lord, teach me your path.
All right, we'll be back here again. Can't wait.